Well, senior officials at the Health Services Union's East Branch have been holding crisis meetings this morning over the latest developments in the saga over allegations of rorts and corruption at the union. Officials at the union's Sydney offices have been debating whether to put the organisation into voluntary administration. They've also been discussing the controversial sacking of a senior industrial officer yesterday. That official has now given his version of events to the World Today, as Michael Vincent reports.
It's a strange day when a union sacks one of its most senior industrial officers for representing the views of his delegates.
I was appalled and I was absolutely disgusted. He'd been dismissed and terminated by the executive of the HSU for telling us to speak our mind.
Ambulance officer Steve Fraser was in a meeting with other delegates at the HSU East Branch Sydney office yesterday. They were discussing their frustration at the state of the union.
I've been a member of the HSU for over 30 years now. I joined when I was 19 and I found the union to be fantastic and it's helped me and so many others. And to see it dissolve into where it is now, I'm absolutely horrified.
Senior Industrial Officer Andrew Lillycrap was in the room listening and went to share the delegates' views with his boss, Acting State Secretary Peter Mylan. Mr. Lillycrap says he was sacked on the spot over, amongst other allegations, he didn't fill in a time book. He says the real reason was because members want the union put into voluntary administration.
I believe it's in members' interests to discuss these things. It's not something that can be ignored. It's clearly a major issue for the union, and to try and fob it off or ignore it or to dismiss it is just... stupidity.
Given the raids by the fraud squad detectives last week, and I believe they were again on the premises yesterday.
That's right.
What is the feeling amongst the staff at the branch?
Oh, the staff are absolutely horrified at the goings-on and seriously down about the state of the union. We are copying a hiding from the members. In the public's eye, we have lost a lot of credibility. The union movement at large has suffered. Many of the staff are very committed and decent people who are committed to a cause. And for them to see their union be brought into disrepute like this just mortifies them. Certainly they were quite upset yesterday when I was escorted out of the office. This just can't keep going on.
Warren Boone was another ambulance officer who saw Andrew Lillycrap walked off the premises. He says the delegates got up and marched out with him.
The whole room was in shock. It was something I've never seen before in my 19 years as a member of the HSU. The entire way it was done was shambolic and insulting. It was insulting to Andrew and it was insulting to the members present.
Does it kind of sum up what's going on internally in the union at the moment?
Well, look, it does. Things are being played out at levels and members aren't really being kept in the loop. And the irony is a union doing something like this, it's just so ironic. If one of our members was treated this way, we'd be up in arms.
Our calls to Peter Mylan to discuss the sacking have not been returned, but the World Today understands several dozen union councillors are meeting to discuss the issue today. And Acting Deputy Secretary of HSU East Branch, Jared Hayes, shares their anger.
Yesterday's sacking of Andrew was outrageous, certainly unexpected and clearly, I think, totally inappropriate.
Does it kind of highlight the dysfunction within the union branch at the moment?
Well, it certainly does. I think for a person who's one of two people who are undertaking the peak industrial work to be let go straight away makes no sense at all.
Jared Hayes wants the branch put into voluntary administration, another issue being discussed today. He says six of the eight executives of the HSU East Branch want the union to appoint its own administrator before the New South Wales government or a federal court judge appoints one. But he says a meeting can't be held until next week. Why can't you just have a telephone hook up today and decide?
Because I think it's a matter now that it needs to be seen as a holistic issue. Not just parts of the executive. I think we all need to stand up and take this position jointly. Obviously, going forward, there will be an administrator coming in and those decisions will be taken out of our hands. So it's a matter of being a little bit mature in this and showing some good faith towards the membership.
At stake is the union's own internal 8-month investigation into the allegations of corruption and rorting going back to the mid-1990s. The investigator, Ian Temby QC, is due to hand that full report back to the union's leadership soon. But if an administrator is appointed, they would get it instead. Gerard Hayes.
I think that would be very unwise for anyone to sit on any reports. There's no room for any lack of transparency.
The New South Wales government is expected to pass new laws today allowing an administrator to be appointed, and the federal court is set to discuss the same issue when a hearing resumes on Friday. The World Today understands the federal government and New South Wales government have been in good faith discussions over the fate of the HSU East branch.
Michael Vincent reporting.